WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday was the final meeting day for two departing members of the Brazos County Commission. A reception and resolutions followed the meeting for Kenny Mallard and Lloyd Wasserman. Mallard thanked county employees.
We couldn't do it without the county government folks that we have here. They all work very hard, and they make us look really good.
Wasserman, who joined the commissioner's court after a long career with the College Station School District, paid special tribute to his wife.
She is the one who have made me what I am, if it's good, bad, or indifferent. 44 years of dedication to the public and school business, and then the last 12 here. She is the one that I need to thank most.
Mallard has served since 2003, Wasserman since 2005. A tip to Burleson County Crime Stoppers resulted in a Somerville man being arrested at CHI St. Joseph Health Center by an off-duty Bryan policeman working security. 40-year-old Don Boyce, who according to the arrest report was going to see a friend, was wanted for unpaid court fines in Brazos County and forfeiting bond in Burleson County. Boyce was also arrested for possessing methamphetamine and lorazepam. A Brian Mann's 59th birthday was spent mostly in the Brazos County Jail on a residential burglary charge. That's after the victim told Brian police he held the suspect at gunpoint after catching him in his bedroom. After Edward Lee Jones ran off, he was found a short time later at a nearby convenience store. Between the home and the store, police recovered property belonging to the victim and his roommate, which included a pistol and a jacket. According to online jail records, it's Jones's 49th arrest since 1987. Two stepbrothers arguing about money led to a fatal shooting west of Bryan Monday night.
According to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 50-year-old Rod Clanton of Caldwell and 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Pagoda, Texas, decided to meet at Highway 21 in OSR. Investigators were told Clanton threatened Bishop's nephew if the nephew did not repay $2,500 he borrowed from Clanton. As the stepbrothers continued their argument while remaining in their parked Dually pickups, Clanton told investigators he saw Bishop display a handgun. According to Sheriff Chris Kirk, Clanton said he picked up his handgun but does not remember firing it, though Clanton said something different to 911 dispatchers.
Following the shooting, he called 911. He was extremely emotional. He said that he'd shot his brother.
Both guns were recovered. One round was fired from Clanton's revolver, and there was no evidence that Bishop's semi-automatic was fired. Clanton was arrested for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Investigators continue to interview family members to learn more about what happened before the shooting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has pre-filed three bills for the upcoming legislative session. One penalizes members of the Electoral College who don't reflect the statewide popular vote for president.
That bill is just trying to keep, I guess we call them faithless electors, from defecting their pledge that said they will vote for the candidate who has the most votes in their state. And we feel like there was a lot of nonsense going on about that. And we're just going to try to make sure that those folks who pledge to support the nominee of their party, that they actually do it. And a fine there that goes with it of $5,000.
Another bill would ban sexual predators from living on college campuses. The third proposal would allow charter schools to request school zones on streets around their campuses. Controversial new procedures on evaluating Texas public school teachers could come up in the next legislative session.
In the meantime, teachers' unions, including Education and the American Federation of Teachers, is suing Education Commissioner Mike Morath for requiring use of standardized test scores as part of the evaluation process, something which AFT's Louis Malfaro says legislatures have repeatedly shot down.
It'll be interesting to see whether that comes up again and whether that idea gets any sort of assistance or support from the Commissioner of Education.
Malfaro says the suit is slowly winding its way through the court system. In Austin, Eric Lycom, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
Right at 8:11. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Areas of dense fog will give way to extensive cloudiness today. It's going to be unusually warm, 75 to 80 degrees for many of us this afternoon. Will be partly to mostly cloudy overnight, turning cooler, 50 to 55 by morning. Cooler weather continues to move in tomorrow. It helps clear us out. Developing sun tomorrow, breezy, high 60 to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Clouds and sun, the risk of a shower Friday, and only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, in case you missed it earlier this morning, something you may want to share with your coworkers if you're having to work today. They're opening the first ever combination IHOP Applebee's.
Woohoo!
Supposedly will seat 300 people.
I am ecstatic. Where are they opening that
Detroit.
Again?
In Detroit. No, you're not ecstatic. You're not going there.
You're right. I'm not.
You're going to wait till the second one opens someplace else.
In Bryan College Station.
Yeah.
So that all three people who go there can visit and sit in different places 100 times.
Yeah. All right. So there are child prodigies. And then there's Aislinn Howell, 6 years old. The girl from Little Rock used her unsuspecting napping mom's thumb to unlock her phone and purchase toys. You hear about this?
I did. I heard about this.
Fantastic. Yep.
While Mom Bethany napped on the couch, Aislinn used mama's thumb to unlock the phone, open up the Amazon app. $250 later, she'd shopped out her Christmas presents on Amazon.
That's what you get for falling asleep on your six-year-old.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess
who's watching the kid?
Exactly what can happen there. Maybe she can turn that into a positive. Maybe she can really make something of herself here. I like the initiative, that's for sure. All right, here's your frivolous lawsuit story for today.
Contractor Daniel Felice is taking a Chesapeake, Virginia couple to court. Felice is suing Deborah and Paul Desjardins for $90,000. He claims their pet squirrel attacked him. Felice says he was working at their home this summer when the squirrel bit and scratched his leg and hand. Yeah. The lawsuit claims the couple kept the animal as a pet, but the Desjardins say that's not true. The squirrel did live in the neighborhood, but it stayed outdoors.
Wow,
City
feral.
Code states that feral wild squirrel. Animals can't be kept without a permit.
That's right.
Jared McHugh, Fox News.
There you go. It's a feral squirrel.
Squirrels, man.
Yeah, they are. They're just, I know you think they're really cute, but
they are.
Yeah, but they're just, yeah, let them chew on the wiring. Let them dig up your yard.
I really do think Ray Stevens is really pushing all these stories and putting them out there.
That's right. So he can, because it's Christmas time. He needs to sell some more DVDs.
That's right.
That's true. All right, so we got that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then today's a little helpful hint for you.
Yeah.
The average reading speed, about 300 words per minute. However, you can speed that up and not lose comprehension. You know how? You got one right there on your hand. Actually, you got five of them on your hand. It's a pointer. If you will use a pointer. Now, the idea of using your finger makes you probably retro back to second grade, okay? So you don't want to do that. But it is an easy way to increase your speed. If you don't want to use your finger, then you can hold a pen or a pencil under each line of text and keep your eyes focused.
Yeah.
Aim to move the pointer faster and faster each time. You'll be forced to group words together in order to keep up. So, I mean, you have to work at it. You have to do it. It doesn't just happen. Another reason this works is that 30% of your reading time is taken up rereading what you've already read. I know that.
I know that.
True.
I'm trying to read a book, like, you know, with ADD.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the pointer should help you break out of that habit, though. And also, if you have a tendency to say the words in your head as they are read, you're slowing things down, which is exactly what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, chewing gum or listening to music can distract you from reading aloud in your head.
Yeah, again, I've never been allowed. Like, a lot of my friends in college would listen to music while they studied.
Okay.
And I can't. I just don't.
I can't either.
No,
it bothers me.
I mean, it would have to, I suppose that I could do it if it's just generic.
Or like instrumental.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
No words.
And that's what they're saying. If you use wordless music, but if you just have, and you can, I mean, you can find radio stations on the internet that basically just give you that.
Yeah.
Just a background.
Just a musical.
Yeah, music that it's not Muzak, so the song doesn't catch in your head. But I think it's interesting about the chewing of the gum.
Yeah.
That's,
distracts you, I guess.
If that works. Well, because,
see, here's my problem. When I'm reading a book, I will read a line about something that makes me think of something else, and my eyes will continue reading, and I will just
keep thinking
off a tangent on something else.
You are seriously.
I will read an entire page and have to go back because I've realized I've been thinking about, like, food.
Yep.
Or IHOP and Applebee's, and what would happen if they were in the same location?
In a world. Yeah, who could imagine that?
The character eats a hamburger,
now
and all
I
of
don't
a sudden
need
I'm
to
thinking
wonder.
Hamburgers. Yeah.
All right, now, do either of y'all use devices to read?
I was just having this conversation the other day. I do have a Nook, which is Barnes & Noble's version, and I used to use it a lot, but as of within, like, the last few months, I've gotten back into the habit of reading real books, I just enjoy more.
It's kind of neat. I don't read nearly as many books as I'd like to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
I do magazines now.
Oh, okay.
And so
okay.
But I still like the idea of holding something.
Yes. Yeah.
And again.
And there's times, like, if I'm traveling or, you know, and it is just nice to have the Nook. It's lighter.
Sure.
You can hold more than one book without taking up a ton of space. But if I, you know, if I'm just at home or want to just have a book in my hand, then I prefer that.
Now, the Nook brings up an interesting point, though, because if that's something that you really only use sporadically,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to have downloaded in there that you could read, put down, and then come back to maybe weeks later?
Right. Yeah. If I start a book in it, I usually just continue and finish it.
Well,
yeah. And mine is the, like, most basic version. So it doesn't have all the Wi-Fi tech. Well, it has Wi-Fi, but it doesn't have the, like, magazine and color, and it doesn't look like an iPad necessarily. It's very, very basic. So
black and white text.
Yep,
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, does it have graphics in it? Do you have pictures?
If you download a book, it'll show what the cover is.
Okay,
yes.
But that's
and
it.
I do mm-hmm. like it. The coolest feature that I love about it is it lets me look up the definition of a word.
Oh, sure.
So
that's
if I
great.
Have no idea what something means, I find myself, that's easy. I can just click it and it looks up the definition. Where obviously, if I'm reading a book, I'd have to go to my phone or computer to do that.
I learned that years ago from when I was younger than you. The guy said, you know, you should always have a dictionary
mm-hmm.
with you when you read a book, which made me immediately think I'm not reading difficult enough books, obviously, because I know the words. I know all the words in there. Need to do something that has more than two syllables in it. I might be able to learn something out of that. All right, so Carrie Fisher died. Age 60, died Tuesday, less than a week after suffering a medical emergency aboard a flight on Friday. She was 60 years old.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking at some stuff today, I didn't realize that she's the best friend from When Harry Met Sally.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
And,
exactly.
you know, as not a Star Wars fan, I was like, that's where I remember
exactly.
her from.
Well,
so.
she made her debut opposite Warren Beatty in 1975 in the movie called Shampoo, where he played a hairdresser. She also appeared in Austin Powers, The Blues Brothers, Charlie's Angels, Hannah and Her Sister, Scream 3.
Wow.
Yeah, and Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most folks know she had some pretty serious drug addiction and mental issues as well.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And she had already used LSD by the time she was 21. and was diagnosed with bipolar at 24. So she was treated with a lot of different things. Anyhow, yep. But she's still going to appear in Star Wars 8.
Yeah, yep. She had just finished recording.
So they've got that. And then, while the world mourned the passing of Carrie Fisher on Tuesday, Cinnabon saw an opportunity to promote its brand.
Oh,
the
no.
Mall-based pastry chain tweeted a photo of a cinnamon portrait of Princess Leia with her infamous coiled bun represented by a Cinnabon roll.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's very tasteful.
Bad taste, yeah. Yeah.
The caption said, RIP Carrie Fisher. You'll always have the best buns in the galaxy. See?
That's,
see?
It's just, yeah. I don't know.
Reaction was swift and negative.
Yeah.
I see what they're doing, but I don't see a lot of positive reaction. Yeah.
Deleted in less than an hour.
Okay.
Deleted
okay.
in less than an
yeah,
hour. So
makes sense.
That's done. The company used the same image back in May 4th when it tweeted using the hashtag May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back then with the caption, here's
Star
Princess
Wars
Leia.
Day.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So you got that going.
Okay.
All right. So these mall brawls.
Yeah.
Mall brawls.
I heard about this yesterday.
Any thoughts on that? Well, I got a little Fox thing in case. I don't know. People may not know, but anyway, I got a little Fox story on it here.
Contractor Daniel.
Nah, that's not it. It's the other.
Not the squirrel story.
That was the squirrel story. Okay, here we go. All right, here's the mall brawl.
It was mayhem the day after Christmas as fists flew at a mall in Fort Worth, Texas. The teenage brawl captured on cell phone video. Local police arrived after calls of gunfire, finding a number of fights instead. This video, recorded near Cleveland, Ohio, shows more of the same. Teens all meeting at their local mall and a fight erupting. Pushing, shoving, punching, and running, sending shoppers fleeing for the exits.
I seen a girl get trampled over. Like, it was scary. It was really scary, for real.
People screaming shots fired at a mall on New York's Long Island caused panic as well. The Fox Valley Mall in Aurora, Illinois, was evacuated after fights broke out in a crowd of about 1,000 people. A police sergeant was punched in the face. 8 juveniles have been charged.
Now, did we ever hear of a meme or anything that connected this?
No.
Because, I mean, I find that kind of interesting. We know about flash mobs and how they coordinate to take an action suddenly all at once, but you'd think that it couldn't be kept completely secret.
Yeah. Right, yeah. There are too many incidents, so yeah. I don't know.
It would leak out somewhere if somebody had pre-organized this.
Maybe,
but,
yeah.
But how does this spontaneously happen?
And in so many different places.
Yeah, it's a little bit concerning as far as that goes. Obviously, they're kids who got nothing to do.
Because they're not in school, and it's Christmas break.
Let's put them back in school 2 days after Christmas. Let's do it. Yeah. Your moms and dads out there going, let's do that.
Please.
Hey, 822. All right, here you go. Bad things that are good for you.
Yeah,
bad things
what I've been
that are
waiting
good for you.
All okay. morning.
All right, let's go ahead and start right there. Beer.
Oh,
beer! Research has suggested that moderate beer intake can actually improve your cardiovascular function.
Mm-mm.
As soon as we get a definition of moderate, we'll let you know.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Don't go blaming the beer.
That's right. Yeah. Listen to you, man. Anger. Studies show that bursts of anger here and there are good for the health, and can be an even more effective coping mechanism than being afraid or irritated or disgusted.
Oh, all right. Well, my road rage is okay.
That's it. Yeah. Anger is best in moderation.
All right.
That's the
just
important part.
Just when I drive.
There,
yes, yeah. right. Stay
just
angry for a long time, that won't work. Anyway, all right. You ready? Here's the next. Chelsea, you are on a threefer here.
All right.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Studies.
Beer, anger, and coffee.
There you go.
Oh, man. I need to go change my Twitter bio.
Listen, I was about to say, that would make a great T-shirt, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Studies claim that coffee is a major source of antioxidants in our diet and can help lower your risk of diabetes. And sometimes in the beans, there's also thought to ease the onset of cirrhosis of the liver. Wait, hey, that helps back there with the beer.
The beer. Perfect. Yeah. I've actually heard of that.
Okay. Sunlight.
Okay.
Even if indirect, such as on a porch or whatever, it's known to boost your mood. Extra sunlight can help office workers avoid afternoon drowsiness.
Yep. Gotta get that vitamin D.
That's right. Still no excuse for being inside.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And don't overdo it again. Don't turn brown.
We don't want skin cancer.
Right. Here we go. You ready? Maggots.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope.
The squirmy little larvae approved in 2003 as the Food and Drug Administration for live medical devices. placed on serious wounds.
I've heard about this.
They mimic their wild lifestyle, and they munch the bacteria and the dead tissue.
Bleh.
Yeah, okay.
And they stimulate the healing.
Oh, are we still talking about
this? Okay, we're done with that.
I've heard about that.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
All right, we're back on your track here.
Okay.
Chelsea, red wine.
Yes, there we go. I knew it. I knew it was coming.
A crucial ingredient in the world's diet, so... you did pretty well. You should feel very healthy about
that. I feel wonderful. All the bad things in my life
you have a lot of good
are
things.
On the good list.
Got a lot of good things out there happening that you didn't even know.
Perfect.
All right. So now, have we even heard about the Emoji Movie? I had this story about the teaser for the upcoming Emoji Movie is horrible.
I feel like I heard about it on this show.
How can you do a movie about emojis?
You put voices behind them and you just, you know, make them go through some little adventure land.
All right.
You give them a plot, Scott. Anyone can be in a movie.
Unless Lewis Black is playing the angry emoji, then I'm not watching it.
That could work. That could work. But nonetheless, I don't think so. So how about Mick Jagger? He's a new dad, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. About at 70.
Yeah. At 72, I think.
Okay.
Whatever.
Even better.
Yeah. His, I guess it's his girlfriend. He's probably not married.
Yeah.
32 years old. And so her name is Devereaux Octavian Basil Jagger.
All right.
Born December 8th.
I saw a meme that said, Mick Jagger, dad at 72. Read that again. Yeah. Dad at 72.
Dad at 72. All right, if you're looking for a movie to see, DVD sales, here you are. Number 5 is Elf. Number 4 is Pete's Dragon. Number 3 is Finding Dory. Number 2 is Jason Bourne. And number 1 is The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh.
So,
I don't think I saw any of those.
Really?
I saw Elf, just kidding.
Yeah. That's an old movie though, right?
It is older. Okay. Yeah, it's older, but it's a good one.
Video rentals from last week: Sausage Party, Pete's Dragon, Finding Dory, Mechanic, Resurrection, and Bad Moms.
Oh,
so
okay.
Got that happening. Ever thought about what it would be like to see a movie filmed in real time in a theater?
Huh.
About to happen.
Really?
Deadline reports Woody Harrelson will direct and star in a film called Lost in London, which will co-star Owen Wilson and, wait for it, Willie Nelson.
Oh!
Hey.
Now, I know that Woody...
What bad could happen in real time with Willie?
Woody and Willie play dominoes together on the island.
Uh-huh.
Out in the middle of the jungle, you know, where they can't be bothered.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they...
So well, now Willie's going to get lost in London?
Well, no, yeah, now he's going to get lost in London.
I might have to go see this.
As you might imagine from the title, the film will be shot in London, broadcast live to movie theaters in U.S. America... on the 19th of January. That's Thursday.
Up.
That's right. And it'll happen at 8 o'clock. In the film, Woody is trying to get home to his family, but keeps running into problems keeping him from getting there, including royalty, old friends, and the law.
Ooh, how long is this going to take?
I'm not
sure. Can they even estimate?
Don't know. You might Google Lost in London. Maybe we can find out how long it is.
It's almost like a play.
It is.
That's
isn't
true.
It?
Good point. But are they actually rehearsing beforehand?
Well, you know, with Willie.
Or do they kind of just improv?
I don't know. If two of the actors are, three, you got Owen Wilson, who's already off the planet in another way, Woody Harrelson and Willie, there may be, I don't know, they may improv a little bit. Could be a chance of that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, other side of the news, one more thing you can do with your hair. Chelsea, you're the only one who'll be interested since you're the only one with enough hair to
anything
like that with it. Anyhow, so we'll tell you about that after you... read us some news in just a little while.
All right.
So you'll know. All right. Hey, let's have a look at the weather right now at 8:28. Sorry, it's not going to feel like December the 28th, even though it is. Look for a high temperature today, about 80 to 82 maybe. And then low temperature tonight will once again be around 60. Now, tomorrow is the only big chance of a change. We're going to get some sunshine, which will be good. Kind of breezy conditions and high temperature of 66 degrees. We're talking breezy, like winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. 41 for a low temperature on Thursday night. And then we warm back up again. Sorry, that's just the way it's going to be. And right now we continue to have, I don't know, a little bit of fog out there that's not really on the ground above it a little bit, but we're at 67 degrees now.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. South Korea is hammering U.S. tech heavyweight Qualcomm with the biggest fine in the country's history. South Korea's antitrust regulator accuses Qualcomm of unfair business practices in patent licensing and modem chip sales. Qualcomm says it will challenge today's ruling in court. This latest antitrust setback comes as Qualcomm is working to cope with a slowing smartphone market. The Italian eyewear company that makes frames for Dior, Fendi, and Hugo Boss is going high-tech. Safilo Group SPA is debuting a set of internet-connected spectacles next month at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Unlike the discontinued Google Glass smart glasses, the Safilo frames will look like regular eyewear, no visible camera or display. The Dow once again failed to hit the closely watched milestone of 20,000. It picked up 11 points, but the NASDAQ Composite Index tacked on 24 points to close at a new record high. The S&P added 5, futures trending upward. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-206-5761. That's 1-800-206-5761. 1-800-206-5761. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The secret to sled dog endurance. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The Iditarod is a grueling dog sled race across 1,131 miles of Alaskan snow. But according to exercise physiologist Michael Davis of Oklahoma State University, it's common to see dogs trot across the finish line without any sign of fatigue.
The dogs would be perfectly happy to keep on going. For all appearances, they could do that indefinitely.
So how do they do it? Davis explains that on the first day of the race, dogs, like human athletes, draw on energy reserves within their cells. But as the race progresses, the dogs actually start to replenish those reserves while they're exercising, quickly turning the 12,000 calories they consume each day into energy their muscles can use, a trick humans can't match. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
In the cult classic Demolition Man, supervillain Simon Phoenix, played by Wesley Snipes, gets past advanced retina security and escapes from prison by simply cutting the eye out of the prison warden. But an Alabama first grader has discovered a much easier way to get around the iPhone's much-touted fingerprint security. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. One night just before Christmas, Bethany Howe fell asleep on the couch while her daughter watched television. She awoke with the 6-year-old Ashlyn saying, "Mommy, I went shopping." The little girl had taken Mommy's thumb and unlocked her iPhone. She then bought $250 in Pokemon gifts from Amazon. There's good news and bad news here. First, the bad. When your credit card information is stored with Amazon, even a 6-year-old can figure out a way around Apple's security. The good news? Amazon delivered it all in time for Christmas. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable with CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Commando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34 at 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The 49th arrest of a Bryan man in 29 years came on his 59th birthday. The victim of a residential burglary told Bryan police he caught Edward Lee Jones tossing his bedroom. The victim said when he pointed his rifle at Jones, he ran off. Police found Jones about two blocks away inside a convenience store. Between the house and the store, police found a pistol, a jacket, and other items belonging to the victim and his roommate. According to the arrest report, Jones told police he was held at gunpoint for walking in the victim's front yard. A Caldwell man has been arrested following a fatal shooting west of Bryan Monday night.
50-year-old Rod Clanton's accused of shooting his stepbrother, 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Pagoda, Texas. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the men agreed to meet at the intersection of Highway 21 and OSR following an argument they had earlier in the day.
The argument began almost immediately as they pulled up next to each other, rolled their windows down, they began arguing. At that point, according to Clanton, he said his brother pulled up a gun at the point where he could see that gun, and that's when he reacted and pulled his gun off the seat.
According to the sheriff, Clanton does not remember firing his gun and that he could have blacked out. But when Clanton called 911, the sheriff said Clanton was extremely emotional when he told dispatchers, quoting the release, "My brother had a gun and I shot him." Sheriff says Clanton was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon.
Initially, we can charge the aggravated assault. We have sufficient evidence for that. Without the results of the autopsy, we can't prove the manner and cause of death. So until that is finalized, then we won't have that evidence to present.
A .357 Magnum revolver was recovered from the passenger seat of Clanton's truck. A spent cartridge was in the firing position and four unspent cartridges were in the cylinder. Investigators found Bishop behind the steering wheel of his truck with a single gunshot wound to his head. A loaded semi-automatic pistol was found in Bishop's lap. There's no evidence the gun had been fired. Bishop was taken to Austin for an autopsy at the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. Investigators continue to visit with family members to learn more about the events leading up to the shooting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sexual predators in Texas are banned from living near public schools, daycare centers, playgrounds, youth centers, and public swimming pools, among other locations. State Representative John Rainey has pre-filed legislation to add college campus residence halls to that list. Rainey has also pre-filed legislation that would allow charter schools to request school zones around their campuses.
And there's some problems in some places about that, so it requires them to reject the application in writing instead of just saying no when they ask to have a school zone sign put up around those schools.
A third proposal filed by Rainey penalizes members of the Electoral College who don't reflect the statewide vote for president with a $5,000 fine. Two men who have combined for almost 25 years of service on the Brazos County Commissioner's Court attended their final meeting yesterday. County Judge Dwayne Peters read resolutions during a reception that were presented to Kenny Mallard.
Kenny and I both took office in 2003, I believe it was, but Kenny had to run a whole bunch more elections than I did.
He wasn't smart enough.
Great job. Thank you for your service, Kenny.
Another resolution was presented to Lloyd Wasserman.
There's been a number that have said that there's probably been no harder working commissioner that's been around, and I'm included in that group that, I mean, he's outworked me and I think most of the others that have been around. So, Lloyd, I want to thank you for your service, for your 12 years you spent here, and for all you've done.
You can hear comments from yesterday's reception and read the resolutions online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 68 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. Follow us on social media at WTAW 1620 and find more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Let's do some weather. It's almost 8:40, and the weather is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Areas of dense fog will give way to extensive cloudiness today. It's going to be unusually warm, 75 to 80 degrees for many of us this afternoon. We'll be partly to mostly cloudy overnight, turning cooler, 50 to 55 by morning. Cooler weather continues to move in tomorrow. It helps clear us out. Developing sun tomorrow, breezy, high 60 to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Clouds and sun, the risk of a shower Friday, and only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. Looks like lunches are going to be getting better. Students at Atlantic Elementary School, Jacksonville, Florida, disgusted, more than usual, by the cheeseburger that was served on flatbread. Since most kids had cell phones, pictures started circulating almost immediately of the pretty gross-looking food. The school board has issued an apology to the students and their families, saying it won't happen again.
It's just flat bread. It's not like it's...
Inmates running the asylum?
Yeah.
At one point, does the school board go, hey,
eat it.
That's right. You know what?
And if be happy with it.
If you want better, then we'll raise your taxes or raise the cost of your school. We'll be glad to do that.
Are these the same kids who complain about the crusts on their sandwiches? Because a hamburger bun just gives you more crust if you think about it.
Sure.
Good point.
More to drink.
Yeah.
All right. If you plan on celebrating to bring in the new year, if you have some water first, that'll help. Because if you're really hydrated, then you feel a lot better the day after.
Yeah. Yep.
Champagne tends to dry you out just a little.
Yeah.
That's the best hangover cure, really, is to just drink like two or three big glasses of water right before you go to bed. You'll wake up just fine.
Of course, then they tell you.
I wouldn't say just fine.
Yeah. That works for me.
Then they tell you this, which sounds really good, but doesn't work because you won't do it. And that is alternating alcohol and water if you drink.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Heard that tip before.
Yeah.
Fill up on water.
Makes you sad. Well, it helps disperse the alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but here are some more hangover helpers you can stock up on. Asparagus.
What?
Yeah, the amino acids and minerals found in that can protect liver cells from toxins and help prevent nausea, fatigue, and headaches.
I love asparagus.
Well, asparagus is good at the right time and place.
Yeah.
It can be hot, can be cold, can have cheese sauce on it. You know, any of those things. Actually, you cook it and put it in balsamic vinegar and stick it in the fridge for a while. That'll work.
All right. Shave a little Parmesan cheese on top.
Yeah, well, hey, does it matter?
Are we hungry this morning?
When it comes to salsa or Parmesan cheese goes on anything but donuts.
Good.
Just saying. Okay. Toast with honey. High carb, high sugar snack can give you a little morning boost on New Year's. Sports drinks, we know about that. The electrolytes will help elevate your glucose and sodium that you may need to rehydrate. Greasy breakfast. Not great for the long haul, but short-term,
it's feel good. Yeah.
I've always heard that, and I don't know about that, like, as far as scientifically speaking.
Uh-huh.
I just think, like, by the time you're done with breakfast, you know, it's already passed through your system and everything.
Okay.
So you're like, oh, yeah, it was the breakfast.
Well, and hair of the dog is a bad idea.
Yeah.
That does not work.
Is it, though?
Yeah. Well, well, I mean, if you want to try, what they say is actually that just prolongs your recovery.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Of course, it depends on what you were drinking, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, too.
Now, a little science. Stuff that we do all the time that we may not think about. You know, I remember years ago I heard somebody say, if you actually watch a video of walking, you'll realize that we are trembling on the brink of falling over every time we take a step.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a balance thing that we learn to do over years. Swallowing. We swallow about 600 times a day and usually don't think about it.
Yep.
You don't have a sore throat, you don't think about swallowing pretty much. But when something goes down the wrong way, we obviously take notice. Swallowing is actually pretty complex. Requires coordination between your mouth, your tongue, your neck, and your throat. Certain medications or conditions and age can weaken your swallowing skills. The trickiest types of food to swallow are of mixed consistencies.
Oh.
Cereal and milk requires two types of swallowing simultaneously.
Ooh, makes sense.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Also happens with fruit that has skin on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the type that experiences an occasional hacking fit when beverages go down the wrong way,
yep.
Lower your chin to your chest a bit when swallowing. Then thin liquids will require rapid swallowing, and that can catch your muscles off guard.
Mm. So I'm really going to think about it now.
That's the thing. Swallow, I mean, apparently there's a book out there, a pamphlet called Swallowing Safely.
Wow. I mean, you know, I guess if you really did have an issue, it would be very annoying. So you would kind of try to train yourself to swallow correctly.
It's funny you brought up the walking thing, because I was just thinking about this the other day. How did we reach the top of the food chain when we're one of the only species that has decided to put our head as far away from the ground as possible and balance? You can fall over and die.
That's true.
And kill yourself
it
by
happens.
Accident.
It does happen.
And the older you get, the greater chance that happens.
Yep. Well, if not killing yourself, at least doing yourself some bodily injury.
Yes. How did we do this? Why did we decide this
is
okay?
How many elderly people, the end starts out with a broken hip, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Everything that's on four legs is faster than us, you know? So why did we do this?
Because we've got guns.
There you go, yeah.
Sioux Falls Printer's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Well, it's that day that I get to sit back and relax and listen to Fran Lamb as she talks about heritage highlights. And as we're in the middle of bowl season, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Cotton Bowl. Here's Fran Lamb.
In October of 1930, the SMU Mustang football team beat the Indiana Hoosiers 27-0 in the first football game played at the brand new Cotton Bowl in Dallas's famous State Fair Park. A milestone in the event actually occurred in 1937 when the TCU Horned Frogs took on Marquette University at the Cotton Bowl, winning 16-6. The game lost money, even though approximately 17,000 fans attended. Texas Oil executive J. Curtis Sanford financed the game out of his own pocket. Nonetheless, Mr. Sanford persevered, and in 1938, the game revenues produced a profit as Rice defeated Colorado 28-14 in front of a 37,000 crowd. The 1939 match between St. Mary's College of California and Texas Tech served to add more interest to the game and its setting when St. Mary's upset the undefeated Red Raiders 20-13. For you see that in the old Southwest Conference, the New Year's Day game in the Cotton Bowl was part of the spoils of winning the conference championship. The stadium underwent an extensive renovation in 1948 and 49, bringing its capacity to 75,000. The Cotton Bowl was the home of the Dallas Cowboys from 1960 through 1970. The stadium was renovated again in 1994 in preparation for the World Cup games in soccer. And that was long before the fair started serving special fried butter treats. And we shouldn't fail to mention that the annual game between the University of Texas and the Oklahoma Sooners is planned each fall at the Cotton Bowl. That matchup has enjoyed a reputation of rivalry and celebration for many years. The newspapers in Texas often note the number of fans who are arrested and jailed for public intoxication during the course of those festivities. So there you have it. Cotton was once king in Texas, but the Cotton Bowl games have their own place in Texas history. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. To listen to this program or previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Now, I know Fran won't mind if I add a little local flavor to this Heritage Highlights and talk about the Aggies in the Cotton Bowl. They played in 13 Cotton Bowls, last one in 2013, where they defeated Oklahoma 41-13. Before that, it was 2011, when they lost to LSU 41-24. First time they played in the Cotton Bowl was 1941. That was on January the 1st, and they defeated Fordham by a point, 13-12. Next year, they went to the Cotton Bowl in 1942. They lost to Alabama there. They played in three straight Cotton Bowls from 1986 to 1988, including the 50th Cotton Bowl, where they defeated Auburn 36-16. They also played in three straight between 1992 and 1994. Thank you, Fran Lamb, for Heritage Highlights. Plus, I'm Tom Turbeville, this Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555. Or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
7 minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So fishermen off South Carolina reeled in an unexpected catch last week, group fishing off Hilton Head Island, when they reeled in a pair of white sharks.
Ooh.
Big white sharks. One of them weighing about 3,000 pounds.
Stop.
That'd be a big shark.
Were they, I'm assuming, deep sea fishing?
Yeah,
they were, okay.
Outcast Sport Fishing reeled in both fishes with the help of his crew. The guy's name was Chip Michaelove. He's the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Says the bigger one, largest great white he had ever seen.
Ooh.
She was so big, I don't think she even knew that she was hooked. The crew was able to tag and release the smaller shark, but the big one escaped before being tagged.
Oh, okay.
So it's the big one that got away.
They hooked it.
Yeah, something like that.
So how can we believe him? What if it's just like one of those old fisherman's tales? You know, I caught one.
It could be a story. If he didn't have his GoPro with him,
well,
then there's no way to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent point. How would they know?
Yeah.
How would they know?
I'm sure there's some device out there.
Did the line snap?
Because what? Huh?
Did the line snap? And you could say it was 300-pound test, and therefore...
3,000.
3,000 pounds.
He's 1 million pounds.
That's right.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Who today corrected Westminster Abbey?
What?
Sent a direct message to them. I'm signed up on their Twitter feed and you know, and Chelsea's.
Okay. And mine, yeah.
And Chelsea and Westminster Abbey. And okay. They said that Mary II died on this date in 1694 and was buried in March 3rd. And they got the date wrong. It's March 5th, 1695.
So you've become that guy, Mr. Downs?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. It's true.
Did they
respond?
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see if they corrected it at least.
Fixed this thing once and for all. This is the kind of thing you just can't have.
It is amazing when, you know, Good Morning America or another big, like, national, you know, Twitter account will, like, misspell something.
Yep.
How many replies they get. Yep. And I just think, do you think they probably, someone eventually caught that for them? Yeah.
I believe they have ignored my message.
Yeah, because they don't like people to correct them.
You know what they're going to say is, we were here before you got here. So we'll do
who's this Big Daddy Down? What is this guy?
He's obviously American.
Jackwagon.
Actually, my Twitter picture is from the British Museum, so they don't really know.
They're so confused.
I'm afraid your documents may be tagged next time you try to go into Heathrow.
Tell me. Yeah. What's this picture? It's from the British Museum, sir. Wow, we would never put anything like that on display. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. But anyway. So, has everyone gotten all their presents from online and stuff yet? Have they all arrived?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Louis was celebrating that the last part of one of his shipments just got here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I ordered some Christmas decorations that were available locally about 3 years ago, but were not available this year locally, and so. Uh-huh. I found them again and ordered them and got the wrong ones just in time for Christmas, and so it's perfect.
Nice.
Couldn't be any better. Yeah.
I lucked out. My girlfriend and I both ordered presents at the same time, and they both didn't show up until yesterday.
That's perfect.
So, yeah.
Well, we're still waiting on something. What the fun part is when people have sent the presents.
Now you feel better.
Okay. And that was the most important thing they said
that
day.
It really is amazing.
If I hadn't heard that, I don't think I would be alive today.
That's right. All right, go ahead. You were saying.
I don't even know where we were.
But it's fun to get presents later because then you get to open more after Christmas.
It's like you're Jewish.
We got a present mailed to our house yesterday from someone else to someone else.
Uh-huh.
And I opened it, and there's nothing quite like looking at a mushroom farm in a box saying,
well, why did you open it if it wasn't?
What kind of mushrooms?
Hey.
Not that kind of show.
There's an interesting story yesterday. Yeah. Interesting story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about how all these numbers about Christmas sales and online sales are okay to have, but we got to wait for the shakeout because they said 90% of the people who receive online gifts from places that have brick-and-mortar footprints take it back to the brick-and-mortar if they want to return it.
No,
and in fact...
How rude. I could never face that customer service person.
But
I'd like to take this back. Did you buy it here? No.
But in fact, they spend money when they're there.
Oh, well.
So it works out, but they don't know. This is the first year when this has really become a thing.
Are they even the same companies?
Yes. We're talking
about Best Buy, for example, is Best Buy online the same as Best
yes,
Buy store?
Yes. Yeah. If you buy at Macy's online and you want to take it back to Post Oak Mall, and they say 80% of returns go back to brick and mortars.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a hassle to put it back in the box.
Right. Absolutely, to have to ship it back.
And so there's an opportunity for you to sell people up, and they go, I don't want this, but it's on sale this week. Let me go in because it's after Christmas, and as a result, it may put an extra blip, and once again, that enhances your brick and mortars, which we need to be doing.
What is that fancy shoe store that started the whole thing? What was Zappos?
Zappos. Yeah.
You know, I finally
got my credit. I'm done with them.
I'm trying to figure out. I have an email transcript with the guy at Amazon, the customer service guy, before Christmas when I ordered the thing, and he specifically said it would be here before Christmas.
A customer service person lied to you?
I'm
just saying. Oh, no.
You think I have a case? You think I can take this to court?
We need another EAS alert. Quick. Exactly.
They ruined Christmas.
Just text him and tell him you know where he lives.
There you go. Yeah. Well, they know where I live.
Send it by email. Oh, wait. Send it by registered mail. I know where you live.
It'll get there two weeks from now.
All right. The secret is out. Someone just texted in and said, I'm beginning to get the impression that Chelsea is a party girl.
Wow. See, I don't know if you heard earlier.
The wine, the beer, the mushrooms.
We were doing fine till she got into mushrooms. Yeah.
I was wondering if they were like mushrooms you could put on a pizza. I love mushrooms.
To anybody listening, yes, indeed, they probably. I'm certain they were.
Yeah, exactly. You know, portobellos are okay, but well, we ate someplace where they had a portobello instead of a hamburger patty.
Now, see, that's just nasty. Those vegetarians.
I mean, that's one of those few things where the Parmesan cheese is not enough to save it. Did you know that it was on this date in 1869 that William Semple of Mount Vernon, Ohio, patented chewing gum?
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, think about
which
that.
Which, once you start working in radio, you do a lot less of.
That's true. Yeah, you just stick it on the board, you'll pick it up later, right?
Or you get really good at stuffing it in your cheek. Yeah.
No.
No, you don't.
We're back tomorrow, WTAW College Station, Brian.